Throughout history, the arrogant have relied on their riches, power, and dominion, and sought to be the only leaders in society. They have also inflicted terrible oppression, suffering, and cruelty on people in order to make their desires a reality and impose their authority on them. So arrogant were they that this state led them to rebel against God and his messengers, and even to declare their own false divinity. God is surely beyond that. One can see how the leaders of the arrogant, who have existed in every age, have waged an open struggle against God's verses and messengers and against believers. God reveals the following about these arrogant unbelievers in the Quran. Certainly, those who argue about the signs of God without any authority having come to them have nothing in their breasts except for pride, which they will never be able to vindicate. Therefore, seek refuge with God. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The fate of these arrogant unbelievers from history, both in this world and the next, is set down in the Quran as a deterrent to others. One of these cruel unbelievers who rose up against God in his arrogance was the ancient Egyptian ruler, Pharaoh. Pharaoh is one of the most arrogant people who have ever lived. In his cruelty and pride, Pharaoh regarded himself as a deity. God is surely beyond that. During his reign, he imposed a system of slavery based on oppression on the children of Israel. He also brought his people to believe that he was the only lord of all the lands of Egypt and of the River Nile. Goods, property, and descent were Pharaoh's criteria of superiority. This distorted perspective showed itself everywhere in ancient Egypt, from the state administration to daily life. Contests were held to determine the strongest, with the losers being put to death. The way Pharaoh rose up in pride is described in the Quran. Pharaoh called to his people, saying, "My people, does the kingdom of Egypt not belong to me? Do not all these rivers flow under my control? Do you not then see?" In that way, he swayed his people, and they succumbed to him. They were a people of deviators. Pharaoh and his closest circle became so arrogant as to refuse to recognize God and his messengers. So arrogant were they that they even mocked the messengers and verses of God. Yet in the end, the reward of Pharaoh and those who went along with him was terrible loss, humiliation, and suffering. Not only did Pharaoh lose all his wealth and sovereignty and riches, but he was also condemned to eternal suffering in the hereafter. Pharaoh's End, a lesson to us all, is described in these terms in the Quran. To Pharaoh and his ruling circle. They followed Pharaoh's command, but Pharaoh's command was not rightly guided. He will go ahead of his people on the day of resurrection and lead them down into the fire. What an evil watering hole to be led to! They are pursued by a curse in the world and on the day of resurrection. What an evil gift to be given! As we understand from the Quran, Haman was one of the men closest to Pharaoh, obeying him and acting in compliance with his methods. And Karun and Pharaoh and Haman, Moses came with the clear signs to them, but they were arrogant on the earth. They could not outstrip us. We seized each one of them for their wrong actions. Against some, we sent a sudden squall of stones. Some of them were seized by the great blast. Some we caused the earth to swallow up, and some we drowned. God did not wrong them, rather they wronged themselves. Harun was another of those who, in his arrogance, fought with Pharaoh against Moses. The basic factor behind Karun's arrogance was his wealth. The wealth and rank attained by Karun had turned his head and made him arrogant. His arrogance led him to imagine that he had been given these things because he possessed certain superior qualities. He said, "I have only been given it because of knowledge I have." Did he not know that before him God had destroyed generations with far greater strength than his and far more possessions? The evildoers will not be questioned about their sins. Yet arrogance brought him loss, not gain. Because God destroyed the wealth that caused his arrogance and caused people who lived far from religious moral values to admire him. We caused the earth to swallow up both him and his house. There was no group to come to his aid besides God, and he was not someone who is helped. Those who had longed to take his place the day before woke up saying, "God expands the provision of any of his servants he wills or restricts it. If God had not shown great kindness to us, we would have been swallowed up as well." Ah, truly the unbelievers are not successful. Abu Lahab was an unbeliever from the time of Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, who was known for his arrogance and insolence. The Quran informs us that he and his wife were repaid with hell for their evil doings in this world. They will be greatly humiliated with the punishments they receive. The situation of Abu Lahab and his wife is of enormous importance as a deterrent to those who come after. This is what is revealed about them in the Quran. Ruin to the hands of Abu Lahab and ruin to him. His wealth has not helped him, nor anything he has earned. He will burn in a flaming fire, and so will his wife, the firewood carrier, with a rope of twisted fiber round her neck.